Party Day to Terry in Manchester, Yud Dalad Iyar, Tov Shin Ayin Vav, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Morning, Rabbi Yossi. I'd like to discuss with Olam the halachas of Amir La'akum B'Shabbos. You can call it a shtickler crash course on Amir La'akum. It's not a crash course on all the halachas, because that could take 2-3 hours. If anyone thought it would be, then they got permission to leave. But crash courses are not always the best idea. But there's something that bothers me, specifically in Amir La'akum, that I feel it will be a big mailer to see all the main yesodas in just one share. You find in Amir La'akum that there's two extremes of what people know in Amir La'akum. You have some people that they think that it's a ganze hefgewelt. As long as they've got a Shabbos goy, you can tell a goy to do whatever you want. It's beseder, and that's hakatognisht. Mitzad sheni, you find people that have seen a lot of halachas of Amir La'akum. They know it's very complicated. There's an amira, there's a nene, but they seem to think that everything is osa. And be'emes is not true. There are many heterim in Amir La'akum. And to be machmir in a case where it's be'emes muta is also not so geschmack, isn't it? It's not really a mahalach. Agon Bevadi Yosef used to say that the word chumrah is milosh chamoy. If a person is machmir in a case where it's really muta, so hundish kan chashivos, it's a maisa chamoy.
You have the expression of chama gamel who tries to make two chumras. Chama gamel.
So Mitz Hashem, if we put all these sodas together of Amir La'akum, we'll see that it's not as kuladig as some people think, but it's also not as chomor as other people think. So I'd like to split up the shir into three halakim. Firstly, we have to discuss the isurim of Amir La'akum. What's asa, why it's asa. Then we have to see how can we avoid the isurim of Amir La'akum. And thirdly, we have to see the heterim of Amir La'akum. What's muta? Which cases Chazal didn't make the gezeira at all? So let's first start off with the isurim of Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum is one of the isuri de Rabbonon, which Chazal said, it's also to instruct the goy to do any melacha. Now, it doesn't make a difference what melacha you tell the goy to do. Whether you ask a goy to do melacha de Raisa, you tell him to switch on a light. Or even if you ask a goy to do melacha de Rabbonon, then mostly you ask a goy to open an envelope for you on Shabbos. Opening an envelope on Shabbos is an isa de Rabbonon. It's kareya derech kilkel. Even to ask a goy to do just a melacha de Rabbonon, it's also mishum Amir La'akum. There's a major problem here. There's a basic fundamental question we have to ask when it comes to Amir La'akum. Why should Amir La'akum be osa? The goy is not mechuv to keep Shabbos. I am mechuv to keep Shabbos. What's the problem me asking a goy to do melacha for me? And let me add to that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Ches says that goy shel Shabbos chayav misa. If he keeps Shabbos, you have some goyim nowadays that he keeps Shabbos somehow. Goy shel Shabbos chayav misa. What could be the problem of me saving a goy from a chiv misa? I'm telling him to switch on the lights. What could be the problem? So there are three mahalchim in Rishonim. We're going to stick to the pashtas. Rashi and Shabbos, Kufman and Gimel, we're going to stick to the pashtas. That the vote of Amir La'akum is also mishum yisoid of shlichus. There's yisoid in Kol HaTorah called a shluchay shel Adam kemoisoi. If I ask you to do something, it's keilu I did it. The loim de dafa yomim will tell you, if I ask you to be mekadosh isha for me, that isha is mekadosh to me, not to you. Shluchay shel Adam kemoisoi. Zot Rashi. That's the yisoid. Similarly, when it comes to Shabbos, when I ask a goy to switch on the light, it's ki'ilu I switched on the light. Now, maybe midoy raisa, we can't consider as if I switched on the light. Amir La'akum zoni isa derabonon. Ramban holds the raisa, we hold it derabonon. Because midoy raisa ain't shlichus la'akum, but akoponim midoy rabonon, it's also ki'ilu I switched on that light. Because yes, shlichus la'akum, akoponim midoy rabonon. I see the oilim already asking, ain't shlich le'dva'avira. That's a Mishnah Menas Kasha, and the Rebbe Kivayga also asks, most of to that, you don't find bichlal shlichus even midoy rabonon, is against that's a shtickle Torah.
And what's the reason if the guy does it of his own accord, he puts the light on,
because
he knows you need it?
We're going to come to that. We're going to come to that, Bezal Hashem. So that's how Rashi understands the Issa of Amir La'akum is also because of Shlichus. If I ask a guy to switch on the light, it's clear I switched on that light. That is the problem of Amir La'akum. There's still one problem we have to address. And that is, if that's all that there is to Amir La'akum, then Amir La'akum would end up being a total joke. You only need one sif in Shulchan Aruch to tell you one simple halacha, one dry halacha you need to know, and that's it. What's the whole problem here? The goy is going to be mashliach. It's ki'ilu I switched on the light because I made the mashliach. No, we all know of the yisoid of derech remes. If I don't ask the goy directly to please come and switch on the light, he's not my shliach. I just tell him, you know, the light in my dining room is off. It would be amazing if the lights were on. You can even say that. Because I've just told the goy a simple story. He's not my shliach. I told him my situation. I told him a fact. That the lights are off would be amazing if the lights were on. He comes along on his own accord and switches on those lights. What's the whole problem? What's the whole issue of Amir al-Akum? Major series of shiurim, all these forum which come out on Amir al-Akum. You just need to know one dry halacha. Never instruct the goy to do malacha. Just do b'derech remes. What more do we need to know? L'choy b'derech remes should answer all our problems. If you need the heating on, just go to a goy and tell him. You know, it's very cold in my house. It'll be amazing if the heating was on. And that's all. He comes along and he turns on. What should be the problem? Amir al-Akum. The terrors to this is that there's a second independent issa which is involved in Amir al-Akum, which has no shaykhs to instructing a goy. And that is the issa of nehene mimaisa akum. Having benefit from what a goy does to Yisrael, that's a second independent issa when it comes to Amir al-Akum. What's the case? Let's say we're all sitting here Friday night. We're sitting having a meal, shavu brachos, and the lights go off. It's pitch dark in here. A goy comes in and he sees what's going on. It's all dark. On his own accord, I repeat again, on his own accord, I didn't tell him to, I wasn't even meramez to him, he switches on the light fast. There's an issa nehene mimaisa akum. We can't have enough from these lights. L'chatchila, we have to go to another house, another place. Because the second issa involved in Amir al-Akum is nehene mimaisa akum. And this issa nehene is a major killer, it's a massive troublemaker. Because although in most cases I can simply avoid Amir al-Akum, I could just do it with the remez. But how am I going to avoid this? In every case, he's coming and delivering to me. He switches on the heating, switches on the light. How am I going to avoid this? So we've gone to the other extreme. Everything is also kamat. Anything I want done, the guy's going to come. He's going to give me hanor. I can easily avoid the issa amira, but how can I avoid this? And that leads us to the second chilik of the shir. How to avoid the isurim of amir la'akum. Once again, avoiding instructing is a dead symbol. Just do b'derech remez. But how can I avoid the issa of ne'enem mimaisa akum? And there are three main mahalchim, three main heterim, whatever you want to call them, to avoid the issa of ne'enem mimaisa akum. There's also the Rabbanon. The Rishonim explain what's the reason why Chazal made such a gezeirah. It's quite extreme. It's to safeguard the issa amir la'akum. That's what Rashba explains. Right. So there are three mahalchim to avoid the issa of ne'enem mimaisa akum. One is hasoras menea. Number two is toisefes hanor. And number three is retaining hana. Hasoras menea means that if the goy comes along and he removes something that I don't want, that's not considered ne'enem mimaisa akum. What's considered benefiting from a goy? If the goy comes and delivers to me a positive hana, he comes along and he switches on the light, I'm ne'enem from the light. He comes along and switches on the heating, I'm ne'enem from the heating. But if, let's say, Lamoshal, the bedroom light was left on, I'm not going to go into who left it on, me or my wife, we left on the light, and I want that. I can't sleep with the light on. Can I be meramez to a goy? Derech remez. Can I be meramez to a goy to switch off that light? How am I going to get around the issa nehene? Now I'm able to sleep. The Torah says he hasn't given me a positive hanor. He's just removed something that I don't want. Removing something I don't want is not considered nehene mimaisa akum. It has to be a positive hanor. No, so you may have heard this, but I want to take it a stage further. Say the Moshe Shabbos morning, you see the postman comes to deliver all the post, the letters. You see there's a letter from your son in yeshiva, and unfortunately he sealed the envelope. And you want to be able to read that letter on Shabbos. Now, you can't instruct the postman to open it, so that's Amir al-Akum, and even on an Issa d'Rabbanon. But can I be meramez to the postman and tell him, you know, there's a letter inside, I can't open it on Shabbos, it would be amazing if it was open. That's mutter to say. But how am I going to avoid the Issa ne'enem mimaisa akum? Ne'enem mimaisa akum is also asa. Here, now I'm able to read the letter. Again, the teretz is the same yesod. It's hasoras menea. He didn't write that letter for you. He just removed the envelope away in order that you should be able to see that letter. That's called removing a barrier. Hasoras menea is not considered ne'enem mimaisa akum. Let's move over to the second heter of how to avoid the issa of ne'enem.
Why is the hand being a hand in hasoras? You are a hand in fact.
Oh, because it's not a direct. Because it's not a direct.
Consider it like that, a long dish or not. But you're a henna.
Oh, but because the hano is coming indirectly, he switches off the light. I'm a mela. It has to be a positive hano. He gives you a positive hano, and by that, I'm constantly directly having an off, and that positive hano, that's going to be also. But if he's just removing something, and thereby I'm having an off, that's not considered an enemy, Isaac.
If the goy
Yeah, so I can follow the Issa Nehne is only if the Issa Nehne is only if the goy is coming and that and directly giving me hana. That's what we say is considered Nehne Mimai Sa'akum. Let's move over to the second heta that we find how we can avoid the Issa Nehne Mimai Sa'akum. And that is Tosefes hana. And that is a case where the goy comes and just adds benefit. Let's say we're all sitting here, get a Shavu Brachos, but this time it's Shabbos day. There's light coming in from outside. If the lights would be off, it would be okay. We can get through the meal, no problem. Now, also, it would be more geschmack if we had the lights on. Say at home, you're making a Shabbos meal, the chandelier's off. It would be more geschmack to have the lights on. Can you be meramis to a goy, to the security guard outside? Can you be meramis to him to switch on the lights on Shabbos? How are you going to, you can easily get around the Issa of instructing, but how are you going to avoid the Issa Nehne? The Torah says, Tosefes Hana is not called Hana when it comes to Amir Lakum. If he's just been Moisef Hana, that's not called Nehne in my Sakum.
But what about reading the Zemiris? With the window lights, you couldn't read the Zemiris. With the lights, you couldn't read
So the postman already said each thing has to be done separately. If this particular thing you weren't able to do, that's called proper Hana. That would be Takbios. Yeah. So we've seen.
You shall see this time, it's going to get dark. It's not that.
That's a major problem. That's like a major problem. That there is a Shita Sataz that says you can rely on it, since at the time when you asked the goy to switch it on, it was okay, even later on you can't. But Lemaisa, the Alok was Matrit, and it's very shy to be made on such a thing. So these are the two ways of avoiding the Issa Nehne. Hasoras Menea, it has to be a positive Anah. And number two is Tosefes Anah is also okay. Now the third and final Heta is Meshunah de Gechidish. And that is called retaining existing Hana. Maisa Shahoya in Camp Aguda, 2.5 years ago, came out 3 years ago, coming up to 3 years. They took over a campus, and the kitchen it was a very modern day kitchen. It had all the shtick in it. One of the settings that the kitchen had was that at 12 o'clock every night, the whole system would shut off. All the plugs, all the ovens and the gas. This was just a fire precaution, just to make sure nothing was left unattended. Obviously the fridge and the freezer weren't affected. This was just a fire precaution to make sure nothing was left unattended. No, it came to the first Friday afternoon, and they had two massive pots of cholent for the oilam on Shabbos day. And they realized, well, what's going to be? Tonight at 12 o'clock, the whole system is going to go off. Now, I forgot to add, a second after 12 o'clock, you were able to switch on again. It was just a split second, everything would go off. You were able to switch it back on. No, what was the shaila? Can they ask the goy that they had on the campus, can they be meramis to a goy, obviously derech remes, to switch on the flames 12:01 at night? There was no way of getting around that system. 12 o'clock was shut off, whatever you do. At 12:01, was it shaykh to get a goy, but derech remes, and ask him to please switch on the flames? How are you going to avoid the Issa Nehne? Although you can avoid the Issa of instructing, but how are you going to avoid the Issa Nehne? My Sakum over here, had the goy not switched on those flames, there'll be no cholent for the whole camp. Yeah, no one's going to have cholent.
2 minutes past 12, you're not Nehne because it's still up.
Oh.
No, but somebody has to switch.
So that is again. The third and final heta is that if the goy is just retaining Hana, that's not considered Nehne My Sakum. At 12 o'clock at night, the cholent is boiling hot. My problem is, I need to retain that heat for 12 hours later. If the goy comes along and just retaining that very heat, that's not considered Nehne Mimai Sakum. It's a Mashonah de Gechidish, it's a Ramban, when it gets at Asmon in Rishon and Zion, that when it comes to retaining Hana, that's not called Nehne. Now you might turn around to me and say, how Negea is such a Shaila? Well, once in 50 years in Camp Aguda, it has to be more Negea to that. So there's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael who told me that every single Yom Tov he has the Shaila. Very similar to your case, where Semach Zachamol of a Yom Tov, you have children and grandchildren coming over, and one of the grandchildren are playing around with the plugs, and somehow the plug of the freezer comes out. Now, if you've got 2-3 days Yom Tov, then you're talking about a lot of schnitzels going off, a lot of the ice creams going off. Can't they go running to Rav, and they want to know, can it be Meramas Turgoy to switch on that freezer? You're going to turn around and say, what's going to be with Issa Hana? Had the goy not switched on that plug, there would be no schnitzels, no ice cream. Now that he put in that plug, he's given you Hana. How are you going to avoid the Issa Nehne? The Torah says you're retaining Hana. At the time when the plug comes out, the freezer is very cold. You don't want to be in there. You just need to retain that temperature. retaining Hanor is not considered Hanor when it comes to Amri Lakum. So these are the three etzes of avoiding the Issa Ne'eneh.
Just so the remiza has to be before Shabbat, it's still be remiza.
Even the remiza, because the vote of Shlichus, even if you ask a guy from before Shabbos, the mosh in the case of the camp, you can tell him before Shabbos, it's Friday afternoon. I feel like it's also because if the vote is Nishum Shlichus, like Rashi understands, then what's the difference if I ask him on Shabbos or before Shabbos? If the vote is Vada B'dava, like Rashi says in another place, then in the Chalam Yirat, Avnei Nezer makes this chilek. But Akapon Rashi says in one place, Nishum Shlichus, even on Erev Shabbos, it will be also to be meramas to a goy, it'll be also to tell a goy clearly to do melach on Shabbos. So, just make a quick sikkum again. There's two isorim involved in Amri Lakum, instructing and benefiting. To avoid instructing, do b'derech remez. To avoid benefiting, one of the three aids is either hasoras menea, tosefes hanor, or retain hanor.
How hard
does
that mean to retain hanor?
Oh, so it has to be shaykh that the ilum will be able to eat it. No woman after the ilum should be able to eat it. That's always going to be a grey area.
It'll be too late. It'll be 4 o'clock in the morning. Too late.
Yeah, and Kharami, if it's already too cool, then it's not shy.
You're saying if you have a power cut in your house.
Oh, the power cut.
What's the problem?
So if
2 hours later you read at 9 in the morning, you had 3 hours, you had a power cut, can you ask a good Baremis to put your power on again?
That would be more problematic because there's other things going on as well, but they can't apply the same rule. I'm saying the marshal, if the light's gone, if it's still dark outside the marshal, then you have to take other cheshbonos. But if it's just a freezer and just things that you need to retain, that's the okay. Hopefully it will also be the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Because since the food is very hot at the time.
The light's on, back on again. The guy put the light back on again. Power switch. And all power.
Right.
So now it comes on the trade for Shkia, she won't laugh.
Right, yeah. So you mentioned that. If at the time when you asked him, then there was light outside, can when later on when it gets dark, can he still rely on that heta? That's machlokes taz and Mishnah Berurah, and Mishnah Berurah's doicha the taz. It's very schwer to make on such a thing. Later on, you would have to be machmir and not be neder from those lights. It's a shtikel chumra that. Let's move over to the third chelik of the shir. And that is the heterim of Amir La'akum. Now let's be very clear. The heterim of Amir La'akum means that there's no isurim there altogether. You don't need to be miramas, you don't need to get around any benefit. It's mutter directly to tell a goy exactly what you want. Now there are two groups of cases that we find that Chazal said we're not going to make our gezeira. One is a choyla, and one is a shvus tishvus. Let's first start off with a choyla. A person on Shabbos who doesn't feel well on Shabbos, he's allowed to go to a goy and directly tell him, please come and do all the lamatas malachas to make him feel better. Come and make me a coffee, switch on the light, switch on the... Anything that he wants to make him feel better, it's mutter, because Amri La'akum is mutter b'mokim choyli. If a person doesn't feel well on Shabbos, he can tell a goy whatever he wants. Now, the big shail is, what's the gather of a choyli? What's the gather of a choyli? Someone who makes a sneeze, he can tell a goy to do anything. Zogun the poiskim, it means that if a person, ad kedei kach, he doesn't feel well, that he can't, ad kedei kach, he can't function normally, the marshal, someone's got a flu, or he's got a very severe headache, he's got a migraine. As that person, he's considered a choyla in the terms of Chazal, and it's mutter for him to tell a goy to do any malach he wants, and obviously to be nene. The Rabbonim Amol used to say the gedder of a choyla is, if a person, if he feels like this during the week, he won't go to work, that's the gedder of a choyla. Rabbonim nowadays have a trouble with that, because people don't know what a day's work is. But Akuponim Mechoyla is a person who can't function normally. A person who can't function regularly, that is a gather of a choyla. He can tell a goy whatever he wants. Now, there are two additional cases which the poskim say have to be treated like a choyla. Number one is a baby, and number two is a cold environment. If a person has a baby up to the age of 3, if there's any requirement of a baby, we have to treat this baby as if it's a choyla. If he doesn't get this requirement, we don't know what's going to be. A baby's fragile, is weak. It could be the baby has got something bothering it. If something goes wrong, you have to treat a baby with the same severity as a choyla. And just like a choyla is allowed to tell a goy to do any malocha, letzerich a baby, you can tell a goy to do any malocha. I had a friend that was mekayim this la'alocha. He used to give his baby, he had a 2-year-old, he used to give his baby every morning Weetabix. No, it came to Shabbos, he opens the cupboards, but he's run out of Weetabix. He told me, he looked around to see if there's any alternative for breakfast. He told me he went to his neighbor, a goy, he was very good with him, and he asked him, do you mind going to Tesco for me and buying for me a box of Weetabix? He said, any tzorich of a baby often can't tell you what's the matter with him, if he's going hungry, any tzorich of a baby is to be treated with the same severity as a choyla. And I just have to mention, if you mention Weetabix, there's a very practical halacha, it's already in Minigeret Losh, I just have to add it, because it's so shkiach. Midah Shabbos v'Shabbatah is a major issue of Losh. And there's just two things you have to remember. Whenever you make Weetabix, there's two nukudas. One is you have to put in the milk first and only then the Weetabix. And number two is, you have to be pouring a lot more milk than usual in order to make sure the overall, that afterwards is going to be a Belila Raka. Otherwise, you're going into major problems. It's not kedai to make all two nukudas. Firstly, the milk. And number two is you have to be pouring a lot of milk in. Let's go back to our Indian. A baby is considered to be a choyla. The second additional case which is treated as a choyla is a cold environment. Salem Moshe is very cold outside. And a person forgot to switch on the heating in his house. Oh, let's see, he did switch it on and it went off. A person in a very cold environment is allowed to tell a goy directly, please come in and switch on the heating. Because of the yisoid of hakol choylem etzalatina. Chazal tell us that if a person is very cold, and that's taken the metzias, his immune system is very schwach. You check on the Rabbi Google, you'll see that it's taken 7 things that a person can get if a person is in a cold environment. Because hakol choylem etzalatina, we have to treat this person as if now he's a choyla. Just like a choyla can do amir la'akum, so too a person in a very cold environment can tell. It can tell a goy to switch on the heating. The big machloikas hapoiskim is, what would be the other way around? Take a person, a moshel, he wants to have a weekend. Where do people go for a weekend these days? They go to Eretz Yisrael. As they get to backwards and forwards, easy jet. You see every Monday and Thursday, there's a whole queue of people making birchas hagoimel. It was never like that in my days. Back in Stanford Hill, people were making birchas hagoimel, but they were doing it to get out of prison. Up to Akoponim. The people go for a weekend. They go to Eretz Yisrael for a weekend, and they don't realize how hot it can really get. They go to Eretz Yisrael on Friday afternoon. They think it's Beseder. I don't need to turn on the air conditioning. It comes to Shabbos afternoon. It's mummish boiling hot. Can you apply the same rule of Hakol Cholim Eitzalat Sina and say the same thing that if a person is very hot, Hakol Cholim Eitzalat Chaim? Can he tell the goy to directly please switch on the air conditioning? Is that going to be mutter? So the Mechas Yitzchak wants to kind of, yes, Apidav Yishami and Toises, that you could say, just like Hakol Choyne Mitzal Hakol, so too when it comes to Choyne. Of a most poiskim, a Choylik on this, Rabbi Yashav and Moshe and Elitzin, the Shtat Choylik, they say, Zil Basa Tama, go Basa the reasoning. When a person is in a cold environment, Taka, his immune system is schwach, it's schwach for him to get an illness. But if a person is hot, as long as he's hydrated, it's very unlikely for him to get an illness. So most poskim hold, you only find the heta when it comes to being very cold, not when it comes to being in a matzav where it's very hot. So that is the first.
Yeah, the Mechas had experience of cold flowers.
Has to be in a very cold matzav when it's very cold outside in the winter here, and the person forgot to switch on the heating, that can get very cold. That's also got the same gether, we're still choishesh that he's going to come lidei choyle. The chiddush in this is that you don't have to actually reach the darg of a choyle. Any chashash of a choyle is already considered that amir la'akum is mutter. So that's the
Yitzchak had an experience of chutzlores, which the others did.
Oh, good point. Mechas Yitzchak had that maila of he was in chutzlores in the winter. You chapped what it means to be cold.
Yeah. But it was
Rav Yashav came lemaisa from Rav Yashav and Ramosha, who was choyle, they came from Russia. You have to know. It came from Russia. No, Ramesh and Rav Yashav came from Russia. Yeah, let's move over to the second group of cases that we find that Amir La'akum doesn't apply. And that is Shvus to Shvus. Now, it sounds very complicated, but it's extremely simple, like anything. Shvus means Derabono. Now, let me be mukdim something. We started off this shiur saying that Amir La'akum is Osa, even if you ask a goy to do Malacha, Derabono. Now, Be'emus, that is very extreme Malacha. If a person, a moshel, switches on a light, I understand, he's out the game, is it Issa Deraisa, it's a skila, that's like a very chum. If a person asks a goy to switch on a light, that's an Issa Derabonon. He's been over, Amir La'akum. But if a goy asks, if Yisrael asks a goy to do a malocha Derabonon, that is twice removed from being a malocha Deraisa. It's not him, it's Amir La'akum. And number two, he didn't even ask a goy to do Deraisa, he asked him to do Derabonon. That's called the shvus to shvus, the rabbonon, the rabbonon. There's two reasons to make it the rabbonon. It's quite chumri. It's quite a big, quite extreme to say it's asa. It's twice removed from being a malacha deraisa. Oba filahochi, Chazal say it's asa to tell a goy to do malacha derabbonon. However, zogin Chazal, that if you have a tzorich for this malacha derabbonon to be done, then you can go ahead and tell a goy to do malacha derabbonon. Now this is a major eye opener. Till now everything was asa. You can tell a goy b'makom tzorich to do a melacha derabanan, not a raisa derabanan. That's called shvus to shvus, derabanan derabanan, turning a goy to derabanan. But makom tzorich. Now, before we get practical, what is a tzorich? What's a tzorich for you is not tzorich for me. What's a tzorich? Zok the shulchan aruch. There are three hagdoras of a tzorich. Number one is tzar. Number two is hefsid, and number three is mitzvah. And let me give a quick example of each one. Shvus to shvus makom tzar. A meister shahoya many years ago. Someone was bound to his wheelchair. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to walk. No, every single day, he got his carer to take him round the block. Being indoors is mamish a tzar golem is there. And he came to Shabbos, and he wanted his carer to also take him on a walk, just like any other day. Abba, you've got isa hitzar. Akoponim, there's no eiv. So the shaila was, can he ask his carer to take him for a walk in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, whatever, in the streets, just like he does during the week? And the teretz is, well, what are you going to do with Amir Lakum? It's Amir Lakum. The teretz is muta. Because telling a goy to do melacha derabonon, b'mokin tzar, elacha tzar godom izeh, is muta. So you're going to ask me, why is it derabonon? Is it so not melacha deraisa? We can't be marach. There's four reasons to make it derabonon. It's pashas as a caramelist, and it's lemala meyasora, the bars are lemala meyasora. It's meshus leshus, he didn't ask him to stop. And according to some Rishonim, we got Chayin and says, that's me. Rebbe Falke Machzal Yo, he's got Mekan Tzarichus to be married all these full Derabonans. Akaponim Yozecha Sefer the Derabonan. And this is a classical case of Shvus to Shvus, but Mokum Tzar. He's telling a goy, his carer, to do just the Malacha Derabonan. But Mokum Tzar is Mutah. That's the case of Shvus to Shvus, Mokum Tzar. Oh, so that's one of the things out. Oh, so you've got full...
Yeah,
that's a murder gazach. Oh, his mamish tatum is something major, because if we're saying shvus to shvus is muta but mokum mitzayrach, then you've got a way to avoid even a deraisa. I can tell you go to the deraisa if it's b'shinoy, and most poskim hold that be'etzim is muta. You can't say barab. It's very Rav Eliyashiv was chaylik. He held you need to have it saw in the shinoy. It's against the sugya. Pashas Mishnah Berurah is matter. It's Rav Falton also should be muta. There's a Magen Avraham, there's a Shad Tzinin, there's a Shofar. It's very likely that a telegoy to do a deraisa b'shinui could be included in a shvus. Let's move over to shvus mokum hefset. Meister Shoya, 2 years ago, I've got a shtikler nephew who's a shtikler Vilda, and Friday night he turned on the tap in the bath. He turned on the hot tap. Now you've got gushing water coming out. Now my sister's got a combi boiler. That means that it heats up the water as the water comes out. If they would leave that tap on the whole Shabbos, I think it was summer as well, they would end up with two massive bills, a water bill and a electricity bill. Was it mutter for my sister to ask a goy directly, please come and switch off that tap? Switching off that tap, why can't Yisrael do that? Why can't Yisrael switch off the tap? Because it's going to switch off that combi boiler. Why is a combi boiler, switching off a combi boiler, is only Issa Derabonon? Why isn't it Issa Deraisa?
Sakana anyway, she was
falling. Let's say it's not a sakana. So switching off a combi boiler is Issa Derabonon because it's kiboy, it's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa. We can't be marach about it. It's muta telling it to switch off that tap is going to switch off that combi boiler, which is a melacha. It's going to switch off the flame, and because it's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa, it's kiboy. You know, you don't want the flames, you don't want anything. It's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa, it's Derabonon. Especially if it hears a psikreshi turning off the taps. Anyway, it's Derabonon. So upon him, can my sister ask a goy to switch off that tap? The Torah says yes. Telling a goy to do derabonan, b'mokum hefset, is going to be muta. You can't ask him to do deraisa, maybe b'shinui, you've got itzes. You can't ask him to do deraisa, but derabonan, b'mokum hefset, is muta. Finally, let me take the case of mokum mitzvah. Shvus to shvus mokum mitzvah. Meister Shoya, Rav Falk told me he was there in Gateshead. Hagon Rabban Kotler came to London many years ago. I don't know exactly when it was. He came to London for a chinuch atzmei, and Reb Leib Gurovitz asked him if he can come and be mehana d'olam in Gateshead. So he went to Gateshead for Shabbos, and they gave him covered melachim. And they were mechabit him to speak on Shabbos afternoon, they gave him a shtikl teir. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler came, and before the shir, he asked the olim for a Rambam. He wanted to give a shir on the Rambam. No, and being gates at shul, they didn't have a Rambam. They probably still don't. Akaponim, Rabbi Aaron wanted the Rambam. So he told one of the askonim to please arrange that a goy should bring over a Rambam from across the road. No, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Kolatarikula, he didn't know that it's Amir La'akum. You can't even tell a goy to do the Rabbono. How can you tell a goy to bring over a Rambam? How can you tell him to bring over a Rambam? The Teretz is a shvus to shvus b'mokum mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, a tzorich called a mitzvah, it's mutter to tell a goy to do not a deraisa, a melacha derabbono.
You forget one point there.
It wasn't a Shamdai. Oh, yeah. That's a common. You got two svaras to make it to Rabbanon.
Why here? Very important point.
Oh, there's two over here.
Oh,
that means he's mentioning a point. Before we mentioned the case of a Kera, there we were quite comfortable to call it the Rabbanon because we had four reasons to make it the Rabbanon, right? But Shainkin over here, we're limited to two reasons. Number one is the Karmelis Pashtas, according to most Rishonim, and if once you have most Rishonim, it's enough to call it Shvus to Shvus. And number two is, you didn't tell the goat to stop on the way, which according to most Rishonim is only to Rabbanon. Al-Kaponim, that's going to be, Rabban Kotler was Samechil Alok Lameisa, he told the Olam to tell the goy to do a Rabbanon B'moka Mitzvah. B'shus the Olam, if you don't mind, let me just make again a sikum on what we learned. There's two Yisorim involved in Amir Akum. The Issa of instructing, and the Issa of Nehen Amir Maisa Akum. To avoid the Issa of Amir La'akum, instructing a goy, very simple. Do B'derech Remes. Tell him, you know, the lights are off, it would be amazing if it was on. To avoid the Issa Nehne, how are you going to avoid that? One of the three Eitzes. Either has Soras Mene'ah, it has to be a positive benefit. Or number two is, if it's Tosefes Hana'ah, it's Beseda. Or number three is, retaining Hana'ah is not called Nehne. And then we saw that there are two cases, groups of cases, which Chazal said, we're not going to make Issa of Amir La'akum Bechlal, and that is a case of a Choyla. Included in a Choyla is a baby out of the age of three, and a person who's in a very cold environment, not a hot environment. And finally, the case of Shvus to Shvus. Shvus to Shvus is Chazal said, if you have a Tzorich, either Mokim, a Tzar, Hefzid, or Mitzvah, is going to be Mutter, and it's Chus of learning these Alochos, which should be Zeicha, to Kudu Shleim of Meir V'Meinam.
I've got my heating on and I wanted it off. Could you say that's also called? I've got my heating on in summer.